Welcome to Master Your Money, Budgeting, Saving, and Debt-Free Living. I'm your host, Nate Tanner. On this show, we use the Tregator philosophy to help you keep your budget balanced, build your savings and investments, and knock out debt with confidence. Let's talk about $5. Not a back in my day kind of a way, although yes, there was a time when $5 could get you a movie ticket and a popcorn. Today, $5 barely gets you a fancy coffee, if you skip the oat milk. But what if I told you that $5 is the most powerful number in your financial plan? See, most people think financial success comes from one big decision: winning the lottery, getting the raise, landing the side hustle of all side hustles. But real transformation, it happens in small, boring, repeatable moments. That's where the $5 rule comes in. It's simple. Every time you're about to spend $5, or every time you do, ask yourself, what mission could this serve? Because as author and habit master James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, said, you do not rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. And the $5 rule is an example of a system, a tiny habit that changes your relationship with money. In this episode, we're going to talk about being able to master the small things first. We're going to give you some ideas on some systems that can help you build small habits, and we're going to talk about that mindset to not mock this small stuff and to get that big win. Plus, I'll share some stories, sprinkle in a little science, drop a movie quote or two, because you know me, and wrap it up with a challenge that could change your savings game in 21 days. Let's go. So mastering those small things first. Let's kick this off with something simple. If you want to master the big stuff, you have to respect the small stuff. Every championship, every promotion, every debt-free finish line starts with someone doing something small, on purpose, over and over again. In 1960, the Green Bay Packers lost the NFL championship game to the Philadelphia Eagles in a heartbreaking fourth quarter. On the first day of training camp the following season, their head coach, whose name now graces the Super Bowl trophy, stood before his players, four of whom would go on to become Hall of Famers, held up a pigskin and said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." He then went on to explain in painstaking detail the most basic elements of the game, how to tackle, how to block, and how the game works. Now, these were professional athletes. They knew what a football was. They had played the game since they were kids. But Lombardi wasn't insulting them. He was delivering one of the most important lessons in greatness. Master the fundamentals. Everything else builds on that. Similarly, in the classic film The Karate Kid, Mr. Miyagi puts Daniel to work on what seems like meaningless chores: waxing a car, painting a fence, sanding the floor. Daniel, frustrated and confused, just wants to learn how to punch. But then, in a powerful moment, Mr. Miyagi reveals the truth. Those movements were muscle memory for essential defensive techniques. And when Daniel pushes back again, Mr. Miyagi, in his perfectly calm wisdom, says, "First learn stand, then learn fly. Nature rule, Daniel-son, not mine." These stories highlight the universal truth. Without a solid foundation, progress falters. The fundamentals in your financial life are just as clear: budget, save, pay off debt. And to master those, you need solid, repeatable habits. Because if $5 can slip through your hands without a plan or a purpose, then $5,000 or even $50,000 will follow the same path. Your habits don't scale down, they scale up. Some science behind small habits. Research backs this up. In his book, Atomic Habits, James Clear explains how tiny changes, improving just by 1% a day, can lead to remarkable transformation over time. It's the power of the compound effect. Small improvements, repeated consistently, grow into massive progress. Let's apply that to money. Take $1. Yes, even less than your sausage McMuffin with egg. If you doubled a dollar 20 times, do you know what you'd have? $1,048,567. Not because it was big, but because it was repeated. It's not the giant budget overhaul that changes your life. It's the moment you say no to takeout and put $5 into savings for the third time this week. A study published in Harvard Business Review confirmed this idea. Researchers found that people are most motivated when they feel they are making progress, even tiny progress on meaningful goals. They call it the progress principle. Even small victories like saving $5, checking off a task, or hitting a mini goal create positive emotions and fuel more momentum. Small wins build identity. Identity builds consistency. And consistency, that's where the breakthrough lives. If you can develop the habits, the consistency, and the vision to see what your dollar can become after 20 doubles, then you begin to see the real potential of your small choices. Coming up next, I'll show you how these small actions done daily can be turned into systems that support big dreams. So building systems from small habits. Big results don't come from good intentions. They come from systems. Intention says, I want to win today. But if I don't, I'll try again tomorrow. A system says, here's how I'll win today and again tomorrow and the day after that. Big results don't come from good vibes and wishful thinking. It comes from repeatable systems. Hope says, I probably won't overspend this week. A system says, here's exactly what I'll do with every dollar that comes in. Big results don't come from trying harder. They come from planning smarter. Trying says, maybe this time it'll work. A system says, here's how I'll make it work this time. And this is where the Tregator triangle comes in. Budget, save, pay off debt. Every small habit you build should support one of those pillars. Not sure where to start? Let's talk about some real-world, real-life micro-habits that work and don't feel like you're being forced to eat financial broccoli with no butter or cheese. System 1, the 60-second money check. As I've shared before, I love computer science. I love it so much, my undergraduate degree is in software engineering. There is a software development concept called agile development. One of the key parts of this development practice is what they call a daily stand-up. You meet as a team for just 15 to 20 minutes at the start of your day. You review what you did the prior day, set your plan for that day, and determine any roadblocks or if any realignment is needed to complete your project. This practice allows developers to act quickly and nimbly if anything is going wrong with their project. Let's apply this to a mini habit. Open your banking app once a day, just for 60 seconds. You don't need a spreadsheet. You don't need to spend even 5 minutes of analysis. You just need to stop pretending it doesn't exist. It isn't about guilt. It's about awareness. If you can check the weather 14 times a day, you can check your money once for 60 seconds. Don't confuse this checking with the idea that, oh, there's money in there, I can spend it. Take that 60 seconds to reinforce your Tregator triangle. Remind yourself that you are going to stay on the plan, budget, look for an opportunity to stash some cash, save, and do what is needed so your debt balance goes down this plan and not up. Pay off debt. If you see any roadblocks, make a quick adjustment. Then move on with your day with a solid plan. System 2, paycheck pre-planning. We've talked about this before. Before you spend anything on payday, set up a plan for that cold hard cash. Don't wait to figure it out when the money's gone. The longer you wait to plan, the more money will have its own plan, and that one is usually not yours. Instead, sit down and write out where every dollar is going to go before any of it is spent. This is your spending plan, Tregator style. Think of it like packing and weighing your suitcase before you even leave for the airport. Less chaos, fewer surprises. System 3, the $5 transfer rule. We touched on this a little bit, but here it is. Every time you resist an impulse to buy, whether it's Starbucks, a gas station snack, midnight Amazon scroll, transfer $5 into your savings account. Think of it as a win bonus. You didn't spend it, now give it a job. First, apply it to your emergency fund. If you have the full 6-month fund, then apply that $5 towards a savings goal. The point is, get some growth. If every day you skip that $5 impulse buy, that is $1,825 a year. That's a big win for your peace of mind funds. System 4, save first, spend later. When my family creates our paycheck-based spending plan, the first item on it is our charitable giving. We do this in the form of a tithe and an offering that goes directly to feed, house, and help people that are in need in our community. I bring this up because when the first money that leaves your bank is money that helps and serves, it helps you bring the rest of your spending into focus on what matters most. I've truly found that when you give, it helps you afford to live. Just behind that is savings. The peace of mind funds are just as essential as the other needs. When planning, stop saving what's left, start saving first. To help you create this system and habit, automate a small transfer as soon as you get paid. Before you pay bills, before you scroll, before you accidentally forget. Even if it's $10, the habit says, I pay me first. System 5, snowflake attack mode. Anytime extra money comes in, whether it's a gift, a refund, cash back, a side gig, send it to your smallest debt. It might not feel like much, but that's the point. It's momentum, and momentum is contagious. System 6, visual progress tracker for savings and debt. Draw a thermometer, use a spreadsheet, color in a chart, or get the Tregator app. Whatever works, just make sure your progress is visible. Because seeing debt shrink in real time, that's more satisfying than one day shipping. And seeing your savings grow, better than an iced caramel macchiato with almond milk, an extra spot of espresso, and 2 pumps of toffee nut syrup. You don't have to fix everything overnight, but you do have to show up every day with a system, not just a wish. As Dory the motivational fish once said, just keep swimming, even if it's just $5 at a time. Now maybe you're thinking, okay, I get it, but does this $5 stuff really matter? And that's fair because honestly, when you're staring at big goals, like saving for a down payment or paying off a student loan that's the size of a small country, it's easy to look at small wins and go, that's nothing. But here's the thing. Mocking small habits is like skipping brushing your teeth because it only takes 2 minutes. Try skipping it for 6 months and see what builds up. Spoiler, it's not just plaque. It's regret, bad breath, and possibly dentures by the time you're 40. Which brings to the real mindset shift behind all this. Don't mock the small stuff. One of the biggest lies we tell ourselves when we're trying to change our finances is this. It's not enough to make a difference, so why bother? Does that sound familiar? We do this all the time. $5 won't matter on my credit card. Saving $10 a week is just $40 a month. What's the point of spending an extra $20 on my debt? It's still huge. But here's the truth. Everything big starts small. Muscles don't grow if you never pick up a dumbbell. A prayer life doesn't develop if you never show up in the quiet. Small wins aren't just the warm-up. They're the engine. I love the Tanzanian proverb that says, little by little, a little becomes a lot. That should be tattooed on your debit card because every financial breakthrough doesn't start with a bonus check or a windfall. It starts with a habit. I have a daughter who is very interested in money and how it works. She has spent several years as a young girl saving, and when she finally hit a huge milestone, $100 saved, she couldn't have been happier. She treasures that savings, and nothing could make her spend it, and it continues to grow. One day we were talking about cars. She cannot wait to drive, and she badly wants a car, even if it's just a hand-me-down. I use this as a chance to teach her about a money principle, compound interest. I showed her by how starting with small savings consistently every time she gets paid, over time, the money she earns in interest will then earn more interest, and then the money will earn interest on the interest that was earned, and so on. I put in the spreadsheet I was using that after a couple of years of saving, she could use some of that savings to buy a beater A to B car. Then, in 5 years with continued savings instead of a car payment, she could get a reasonable used car. Then a new car. Then, if she wanted, eventually a Ferrari. As long as she kept more in savings, compounding interest, she could get a newer and better car every 5 years and keep her money. Compound interest doesn't work unless you start with something. Here's a mindset shift. Small equals significant. Every time you transfer $5 into savings or put an extra $10 toward debt, you're doing more than moving money. You're saying, I follow through. I don't need to be flashy to be effective. I don't wait until things are perfect. I start now. And you know what? That's where real change happens. You're not going to wake up tomorrow with $1 million because you saved $5 today, but you will wake up with momentum and a system you trust. And over time, that adds up to way more than just interest. Coming up, I'll give you a challenge to apply all of this. One small habit, one system, one step forward. All right, let's land this thing. We've talked about why small wins matter, how they compound, and how $5 isn't nothing. It's the seed of something bigger. You don't need to overhaul your finances this week. You don't need to live off of rice and coupons. You just need to start a system that works for you and do it small, but do it often. Your challenge is to pick one small habit, just one. Maybe you do the $5 transfer every time you skip a spend. Maybe you check your account for 60 seconds every morning. Maybe you pre-plan your paycheck before you spend a dollar of it. Maybe you draw your debt tracker and color in that first line. Whatever it is, make it yours. Make it repeatable and then do it. And keep doing it for at least 21 days to make it a habit. For example, if you choose the $5 transfer, over 21 days, that is $105 that now has a new destiny. This is how momentum starts. As Lou Brown, the fictional Cleveland manager in Major League, said, "We won a game yesterday. If we win today, it's called two in a row. If we win again tomorrow, it's called a winning streak. It has happened before." One tiny promise kept, one small win that becomes a streak, one habit that grows into a breakthrough. I'd love to hear which habit you're building. Email me at podcast@tregator.com and tell me what you're starting, how it's going, or even what tripped you up. No shame here. We're all learning together. If you found value in this episode, do me a quick favor. Follow and subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. Leave a review. It really helps people find the show, and I'd seriously love to hear what's resonating with you. And share this episode with a friend who keeps saying, "I just need to get better with money." Or that coworker who brings Starbucks twice a day and insists that they're being good this month. And of course, follow us at Tregator on Facebook, Instagram, and X. You'll get extra tips, encouragement, and maybe a Gator-themed meme or two. You've got this. Small steps, big wins, one habit at a time. I'm Nate Tanner, and this has been Master Your Money, Budgeting, Saving, and Debt-Free Living. See you next time.